Hey, everybody. How's it going? We've just been talking about fish and all that stuff. And claim jumpers. Oh, boy. Claim jumper. That's a restaurant. It's a restaurant. Like, it's not fast food, really.
It's an American dining restaurant.
Compare. Okay. All right.
Very fine dining.
Fine dining. Wow, I heard. Gordon Ramsay is all over that, I heard.
He is.
Yeah, right. Well, let me introduce my guest. We're going to have a fun show. We're going to do three trailers, actually. If you love family, then you're not going to like this show, right? I don't know. I see there's a lot, you know, because it's close to the holidays, and of course they got to bring out the family movies or the stuff like the holiday movies. And sometimes if you've seen one, you kind of seen them all, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're going to play Love the Coopers, The Night Before, starring Seth Rogen. And,
yes.
And then the 33, about the Chilean miners.
That's super interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Those guys, I mean, but it's funny because I'll play the clip, but about that movie is that there's a few, the actors that they got, they're mostly speaking English, but most of the actors that they got who were playing Spanish characters don't even speak Spanish. I don't think in real life. I think they're almost British, I think, some of these guys. And I'm like, we cannot find a Chilean actors or anything.
Don't you love Hollywood?
Like, it's, I don't know. It's weird.
That's the magic of Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
That makes no sense.
They could have just been all women. Why don't we just do all women? They weren't guys. They were all women. Right. Fuck it. You know?
Wow. They could cut their hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Women could just cut their hair and get, like, really rugged.
Why don't we just make the women portray at male actors? Let's have that. Right?
We could.
Yeah, I could do that.
They've done it before.
Yeah, they've done it. Well, let me introduce you. Let me introduce my my guest. She's a very sweet but sexy. Say that, damn it. Nikki Nex.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Wow. How's how you doing, Nikki? How's it going?
I'm doing great.
Yeah? How's work treating you? Is everything solid?
Work is good. Super fun. Yeah. I've been making some good movies lately.
Good movies?
So,
like,
yay for that.
Is it like, that mean?
The
like,
naughty kind.
The naughty kind. Like,
yes.
Okay. So the guy is like, you know, good and you know.
The guys have been really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
You haven't gone to like a guy and been like, okay, take it easy there.
Not yet. Knock on wood.
Yeah. like you haven't had like a guy who's like a prima donna come up like, hey man, I'm fucking Maxwell hardcore, you know, Maxwell, like, I don't know.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, like,
and then he pounds his fist on the table.
Like, I'm a pro. I've been doing this 20 years.
Let's do this.
You're like, oh,
no,
okay.
but, and you run around, you run across the same guys too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it kind of weird? Like when you kind of do the same film over the same guy and you're kind of going like,
I guess it's a little weird.
Yeah.
But it's like a community. Yeah. I feel like the whole industry is a small community. We all know each other or right. sort of know each other. We're all acquaintances.
Right.
So it kind of makes it better because you feel more comfortable, but it's also a little weird.
Yeah. It's like you get to the point where you're like, you know.
I've met you before.
Yeah. Has that even happened?
Yeah, kind of.
You're like, did you just fuck me? No, that was somebody else. Oh, okay, just checking. You know, I was looking up your name on YouTube. Like, I was just like, because sometimes like, I'll look around on my guests and I'll be like, okay.
Research.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll research. And I'm like, I don't know if this is you.
Let me
play this clip.
Uh-oh.
It says on the clip, it says, Cruel Nikki Next. Okay, so I don't know.
Cruel.
That's what I saw. And I'm like,
Cruella.
I don't know, but let's see. Hopefully an ad does. I don't think an ad's going to pop up with this. But
a trailer's going to pop up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're going to kill me.
So it's a girl tickling a guy.
Wow, he's really giggling.
I give up.
Okay.
That's not you.
That's not me.
Okay.
There's
right,
another girl. I've been on Twitter for a couple of years. There's another girl that showed up about a year ago. She goes by Nikki Next.
What?
And it's not me.
But, you know what?
And she does fetish only videos.
Oh, so that's probably her.
That's a fetish
video. And it's
video.
The same exact name? She's,
yeah.
Is it like, because you're N-I-K-K-I.
N-I-K-K-I-N-E-X-T.
And she's.
I think she spells it the same.
Yeah, see?
So, yes, that's not me, but she has the same name.
I don't know.
It's like, it's very, it's like Inception.
Yeah, it is. Very Inception, like very, so you, it's almost like a, do you have a doppelganger? Maybe this is this like
maybe
a,
she's my stunt double.
Yeah.
If I'm not available, I'll call her.
Call her.
And she'll show up.
She'll show up, right?
So I'm here.
I don't know. And I don't even know how she looks, because that's the thing. I don't really see her face on this video. Oh. So I couldn't tell. I'm like, maybe that is her. I don't think it is, but I could be wrong.
She never flips her hair around.
But I
get, once in a while on Twitter, I get, is this you or not? I can't tell.
Right.
And I go, it's not me, but so, this is the other girl.
Nikki next.
So yay for her.
Wow. See, that's cool. You know what? See, for me, as a performer, I would be a little like, I don't know.
Nah,
I
think it's all good.
Yeah, really. I would be like, who is this? I'm Nikki Next.
Yeah.
You're not Nikki Next.
Excuse
me. I'm Nikki Next, you know? It's like someone came out and saying, like, I'm Clint Eastwood, you know? It was like, no,
you're not.
No. I'm like, yeah, I am. That's my name.
Sorry,
like,
buddy.
It's like, that's my, I'm pretty sure anybody named Michael Jackson, you know, sometimes like that would happen, like
yes.
when you would see somebody named Michael Jackson. Yeah.
I had a PE teacher named Michael Jordan. It was awesome.
Well, can I guess
he's
what
white. He was white.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess what he looked like. It was a whole white guy. Very looked like a dad. Like he was like a regular dad. Glasses, frowly, blonde hair.
Yeah,
brunette.
Dad. Everything else was correct.
Drove a minivan or kind of like a truck or
he
an SUV.
Did. But his name was Michael Jordan.
Oh my god!
He taught PE.
I'm pretty sure he got hired. Because he's Michael Jordan.
Probably.
Because he is the actual...
You're hired.
Yeah, I'm pretty
we
sure...
We love your name.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the principal's like, it's Michael Jordan. We can't miss, you know? Was he even athletic or no?
Yeah, sort of.
You don't sound dunking a ball.
It's sort of in the way that all PE teachers are... Sort of.
Right.
Yeah.
They used to be maybe like 10 years
yeah.
ago, they could have been. But now,
yeah.
since they have the wife and the kids, it's
Some
like,
of them still got it, though.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
All right. Did you have a crush on him or no?
He was kind of cute.
Okay.
No, but there was another PE teacher that I did.
Yeah, you did? Okay.
I had a bit of
a crush
on.
Okay. I thought when you said you did.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, whoa, okay. Nice.
I winked when I said that too.
Yeah, no, right. Right. So you did have a crush. Okay.
I did. Jocks aren't my type, though.
Yeah.
I like nerdy boys.
All right. Just checking. You know, I also was looking at your bio too. I was researching. I was stalking you.
I was cyber stalking.
Okay.
This guy's got it.
I have to, right, Jorge? Jorge's here, by the way. How's it going?
Woohoo!
Good. I like how he just waves. I was like, he just nods his ass on. Like, good. No worries, man. No, I was looking up, and it said that you were a late bloomer.
I was.
Yeah. So you.
I was a virgin until college.
Wow.
I'm proud of that too.
That's a pretty. That's yeah. Do you think for a girl that's hard these days?
Probably these days, I think it's different. Like 5 years ago, say, I think this generation is super different because
really?
Kids are going at it younger.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's more rare now, yeah.
Because
I was a late bloomer, though, in high school. I was very shy.
Yeah.
Very awkward.
Is
like
that
an ugly duckling thing.
Is it that you... Did you try to say like, hey, you know, I got it, you know, like, did you have a moment with your friends going like, this is the summer where I do it, you know, I get it, right?
Or no? I think I did. First year of college, I did.
Yeah? Like,
yeah.
This has to happen.
Kind of. But it also, it happened naturally because I met a guy in my class. Like, we did a group project together.
Oh. It's like, wow. He got lucky.
It feels like a story,
yeah,
right?
I'm pretty sure he thanked the teacher later on. He's like,
psychology class.
Yeah, thanks for hooking me with that group.
Thanks.
Because it's either me or... Michael Jordan look like the old guy or something, you know, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Wow. But that's cool. That's a... Wow.
But I felt like that was the time.
Was he a boyfriend or...
Boyfriend, yeah.
Okay, he was a boyfriend.
We dated for a few years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't like just a fling. It was like this.
No,
is
I took it seriously.
Wow. Okay. That's good. See, you're I'm pretty sure, like, you're, you know, like, that's a tribute, you know? That's like, wow, you stuck it out in high school.
I did.
Then you... Earned it, you know, respectively, you know, you didn't go around, you know, frat parties or something like that. Maybe you did. I don't know. But I'm just saying, you know, you took it seriously.
Not till college.
Right. But I mean, it's still, but that's, and then after college, you were just like, you know what? Let's do this.
Let's go for it.
Let's go for it.
Go big, baby.
Wow. And you've been in the business for her?
For a short time, about a year.
Okay.
A little less than a year.
Okay. How do you like it? It's like a...
I think it's super fun. It's spontaneous. It's fun. It's different. Mm-hmm. I've been having a lot of fun. I only do stuff that I like. So I like something comes, you say yes or no.
Right.
I only do stuff that I like.
Right.
I do believe in, if you're doing work, whatever you're doing, you should only pick stuff that you do truly like. Otherwise, you're not going to give 100% into it.
Right.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of, I would say Jorge, we've had a lot of like adult stars, you know, on the show. And, I don't know what's wrong with my show. Maybe it's me or maybe it's it, but they kind of quit the business like a little bit. Like there's some that are there, like, okay, you know, ones have been around for many years before they even did my show, but some are the ones that are kind of new are always like, and I'm like,
they come and go.
Yeah. And I'm like, what's going on here? You know, you stick with that shit. You stick with, you gotta,
come on, girl.
Yeah. I'm like, come on. Like, come
oh,
on.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. So are you going to, is this like a plan? You said, I'm going to do this for 5 years, check it out, you know, and this one and head out.
Yeah, I don't, I try not to make like solid plans, because I know like when you do something, it usually doesn't work out the way you thought it would.
Right.
So you just have to go with the flow.
Right.
So I want to shoot for as long as I can. I don't have an exact year.
Uh-huh.
I'm still in the industry, still going. So I'm just going to shoot till, keep going.
Yeah. Cause I think two, I don't even know, maybe even three. I don't even know if they're in the business anymore. Like, I don't know. I think I don't know what it is, but maybe they want to do a show or something.
I don't know. Happens to a lot of girls.
Yeah.
It's I also think that if you don't live here in Los Angeles and you move here from out of state or another city, a lot of people that I've met, they go, wow, LA's weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy and weird.
It's overwhelming. It's a culture shock.
Which it probably is, because I grew up in California.
Right. So you're not, it's not that far off, but
the craziness is very normal to me.
But if you're like from, I don't know.
Like Wisconsin.
Yeah. If it's like, you know, I don't know. I don't even know. Milwaukee. Not even Milwaukee. I'm trying to think of like just bumblefuck Milwaukee or something. Or bumblefuck Wisconsin. Then it's going to be really
probably a culture shock.
Yeah. You're like, whoa, there's a person wearing a bikini right now. And it's not like Halloween. Like,
and it's November.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell? So... Yeah, but and let me ask you this, because that's what I always ask. I'm always interested about the family dynamic and how that is your because I've had guests on, you know, in the business, and sometimes like they never said anything to their family. Like, I think
it's probably, you probably get everything, huh?
Yeah, and some are really like their family is real cool about it, and some are like, I had one girl that has a letter. She has written a letter in case her mom finds out.
Wow.
Yeah.
She put it in an envelope?
I don't know. I think she did. I'm assuming she did.
Oh,
I'm
like, funny.
So.
So I did not tell my parents.
Uh-huh.
I'm not quite sure if they've found out.
Okay.
My aunt found my Twitter.
Uh-oh.
And
how'd she find out? How'd she find out? Is it because of this other? Is she into the other Nicki Nicks?
I actually don't know.
I think she's under the
other. That's not me.
I don't know. You might want to ask her. I think she might.
She kind of looks like me, but it's not me.
See, that's smart, because you could be like, you know what? No, it's not. I'm not Nicki Nick. That's the other girl.
I have no idea who this girl is.
She's tickling a guy on YouTube. I don't know who this is. Like, what do you? It's not me. What the fuck? You know?
And she's brunette too.
Yeah. Like, look, this girl right here. You're telling me this.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you really? Killed her.
That's not me.
Are you ticklish?
Yeah.
I am too.
Yeah. I don't know if I would say that in camera, though. I give up. I think I would be like laughing, but I think I would kind of be like, you know what?
Or your arms would flail.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would kind of keep a macho a little bit. I would be like, no, I'm not giving up. Screw you. See, so
like some people in my family found out, because some people in my family are closed-minded.
Right.
My aunt isn't. She's free spirit, hippie, cool about everything.
Yeah.
So she doesn't mind.
Right.
So it's cool. I'm not going to tell anybody. Do your thing.
Uh-huh.
It's all good.
And then, but you think your parents are going to be like, what?
I think they would disagree with it, but they would be okay with it, but they would disagree.
Right. Cause
I grew up in a pretty standard, upbringing where you go, like, go to college, you get a job, you get married.
Right, the standard.
You know, the typical, normal thing.
The normal, right.
Because my mom wanted me to be a nurse.
Well,
that's a good job.
Not a doctor?
Not a doctor,
yeah,
a nurse.
Really? Nurse. Oh, okay.
But I'm a free spirit, I can't do anything except art and, you know.
That's so good because, I mean, I've had artists on and another thing. I mean, you could still... I mean, yeah, still do it. I mean, you're still in that city, you know. I think if you're, like, in a small town, it's hard, you know. It's kind of like,
probably.
You know, I mean, most time, it's like you would have to, like, maybe teach it, I guess, in the school
or something
like that, too. But
I thought about being a dance teacher.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you know, dance is good. And you know, like, Dancing in the Stars, you know, when you see those so-called celebrities on the stage.
I'm doing this in quotes, finger quotes.
I do, I wish, like, Al Pacino would do Dancing in the Stars. Just as a goof. You know what I mean?
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. So just as a goof, you try it out, you know, see what it works, you know, but.
Would you do it?
If I was a celebrity,
would you do it if they asked you?
I don't know. If I wanted to lose weight, I would probably be the best way to do it. I think.
Yeah.
Cause a lot people
I take ballet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the best strength training that you could probably do.
Because they look phenomenal after, like, especially like I remember Kirstie Alley did it, and she looked awesome, like,
right after that.
Yeah, so they look really good. Like, it's a fun way to lose weight, I think.
That's true. You know? Instead of just going to the gym.
Gym and being on a that thing, and it's like, I mean...
Boy.
And then, of course,
that's why nobody uses their gym memberships.
No.
Because it's too difficult.
No, it's almost like a concentration camp, I guess. I'm going to say that. Should I say that? Maybe. But it's like, it's a weird, weird thing where you're like, you just look at a machine. You're like, fucking A, man, really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, I don't know. It's like, I'm paying to do this and I don't want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, so.
I had a 24-hour membership for a few years. I never used it.
Really?
But I do go to dance classes.
But there you go. But see, that's even good because I think that's why, I mean, I think a lot of people are it's not like that, but it's not like they're like skinny, but it looks good. Like, it looks toned.
They're toned.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
But
Pilates, too, is incredible.
And yoga?
Yoga.
I was gonna say Yoda, but I was gonna say Yoda, but I'm like
Yoda like Pilates.
That'd be awesome if there was a thing like yoga, but
good
you call
Pilates
it Yoda. Just you have to do everything in reverse, you know. It'd be kind of weird, I mean, I'm glad that your aunt wasn't really, you know, mean spirit or anything.
Yeah,
I'd say, like,
it's all good. She's more, her personality is more like me because I'm open minded.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the industry, but as a person, it's like, do your thing. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Just be yourself.
And you do. And you talk about this on your show, Girl Talk.
Yes.
And it's GRRL.
GRRLTALK. It's on JulieLandRadio.com.
And it's, the GRRL that's the thing. That's the feminist, right?
It's the JulieLand word for girl.
Girl. Okay.
It's a spelling.
Okay. Because there is a riot girl thing. There's always that the thing. I don't know if you know about that.
No.
I don't even know about it. I know a little bit about it, but it's like, this is like, it's like rock kind of, or punk, but like women doing it, you know?
Oh.
Like, this is like back in like late 80s, early 90s or something.
Hey, it's like that.
Yeah, I think that's where you got it from.
Girl power.
Yeah, there we go. It's basic girl power.
Girl power,
so
baby.
That's what it is. It's like you're you know, like you're growling.
Girl.
Yeah.
Power.
There we go. Not Spice Girls. That's a Spice Girls kind of girl.
Oh, I love the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
That was my first concert.
Really?
I know.
what was it, Ginger Spice? I'm going to say Ginger Spice. Or Sporty
Ginger Spice.
Spice.
No,
Spice.
I like Sporty Spice.
Yeah, I know.
Because she's active.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Or Posh Spice.
Yeah. Because
she was glamour.
Glamour. Not Scary Spice. No one likes Scary Spice.
But
that's the worst Spice.
She was all right.
Why would you
what
name?
What was the other one? Baby Spice?
Baby Spice, which is weird because it was me.
But so me and my friend back in the day, my friend Michelle, we watched it on VHS. Mm-hmm. We learned all the dance moves down to a point, down to a T.
Mm-hmm.
We did all the, stayed up late, did all the dance moves, ordered donuts. I remember this photographically.
I love how you ordered donuts and yet you're still dancing. It's like, oh, man. Oh,
hey.
Good.
When you're young, you can do whatever
you can do whatever you
want.
You fucking want. Right, exactly.
But I remember that day.
Right. Wow. But that's a pretty good, that must have been your best day because like you really know.
Spice World. I have Spice World on VHS.
VHS? Oh, yes. Shit. Wow. That's crazy. You're old school. I'll tell you that much. But, you know, I mean, and your family, was your family like a normal, like during the holidays and stuff like that, you did normal things, right?
Pretty normal. My family's small.
Okay.
So a lot of people don't have a lot of kids. Everyone has like one or two.
Right.
So we would go to my grandma's house or my grandma's brother's house.
Okay.
Usually.
Right.
Small gathering, like I would say 10 to 20 people.
Right.
Definitely not more than 20.
Wow.
But sort of normal. Okay. We'd make dinner.
Right.
I grew up Christian, not like super religious.
Right.
But, you know, like Christmas.
The basic,
let's celebrate, let's have dinner.
Did anybody ever, because Christmas time, it's always the fun thing about Christmas. Not the family time, you know, not the message of Christianity. The deals, baby. The deals, yeah. Right? Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Reason being, because I'm gonna do a little news story, a little quick news story, a News of the World segment. And this is on dealnews.com. So I guess this is like has to do with deals about like stores, but any news, like real news about deals. And there's a guy. This is crazy. This guy. I don't know. I don't think he has a job. I don't know what's going on here, but it says the headline. It says a man is waiting in line 33 days before Black Friday. Okay, but not for the reason you think. It says Kevin Sutton is camping out at Best Buy in Orlando. Yeah, great. They must be real happy with this guy camping out in front of their.
Hey, how else are you going to get that big flat screen?
Let's see right here, and it says right here. It says it says right here, in 2003, shoppers lined up for 9+ days before Thanksgiving in Akron, Ohio, to prepare for shopping at a Best Buy. Last year, two women in California blew that out of the water by starting their camp out a whopping 22 days before.
It happened last year.
So right here, it says, and now it says right here, Kevin Sutton is doing it, but he's not doing it to snag a doorbuster. Here's the kicker. Sutton is on a mission, but might not what you think. Sure, he wants to find some electronics at a great price, but he wants to raise awareness about homelessness. There you go.
Oh, see,
that's a good, you know.
He's just a good guy.
So basically, he's like saying, hey, I'm going to, because that's what I get, you know, and that's what I think a lot of maybe the homeless people, when they do that Black Friday, they be that people camp out. They're like, you know what? Fuck you guys. You have homes. Like,
yeah.
I don't have a home. I'm the one camping out, really.
Or do you hear about the people that they have a homeless guy or someone else stand in line for them?
Right.
And
oh,
they pay them.
Okay.
I heard about that when, I think it was last year when the new iPhone came out.
Okay.
And the store in Santa Monica at the Promenade, people were paying other people to stand in line.
Wow.
And it was crazy.
I could see that though. That's a smart move because he definitely did. People do that for concerts. Yeah, people did that for concert tickets, you know. But it says right here, it says, and he's collecting toys and other items that would be given to children in need just for the time for the holidays. And then, but this is the one that I was blown away. It says, and apparently he's been busy doing other things too. On November 2nd, he tended to a gunshot victim in the Best Buy's parking lot. That's pretty dangerous area for Best Buy. I've never heard that. And he goes,
this is not in the suburbs, is it?
No, I guess not. No. And he goes, and he says, using first aid skills, he says he picked up from The Walking Dead that he helped he tended to the gunshot victim.
What?
So I guess
he had to make sure he wasn't a zombie first.
So yeah, I guess he figured, okay, this bullet is close enough to getting bitten by a zombie.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, I'm going to either have to cut your, I'm going to either cut your arm off or I'm going to get a tourniquet, you know, and just do this or something. That's crazy.
This is why television and video games are good.
Yeah. See, that's where it helps out.
Let's campaign for it.
Because it's like, when I'm watching Walking Dead, I feel like blowing anybody up.
Go crazy.
Yeah, just go crazy.
Although I heard a related story about a guy who, like, when you binge watch,
right.
He binge watched The Walking Dead so much that he freaked out and thought his roommate was a zombie.
Zombie, wow.
And he attacked him.
I don't think the roommate's in it. I would be so pissed. I would be like, really, dude?
What are you doing?
Like, first, I would have been like, first of all, you got a good job, okay? First of all, that's a new job or whatever, because you've been watching this show for long.
And they were both at home.
Wow. How do you, see, I don't know.
That's pretty crazy because it fried his brain. He watched it too much.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to watch out, you know?
But he watched it too much, and I think it was like 24 hours straight.
Wow.
That's all he did.
Yeah.
And his brain just boom, it went crazy.
Did they do that in China? I remember somebody watched or played a video game for like days and he died.
Really? Something
like, I guess he was just playing and playing.
He couldn't get off the chair?
I guess so. I don't know. And I'm like, gotta be careful. I guess I don't know. It's like, I'm pretty sure like jacking off. You hurt yourself, you know, doing that.
You got to take a break once in a while.
Yeah, you got to, you know, come on, please. You're human.
Eat some lunch.
I'm pretty sure Superman had no issues, you know. It's like, I'm pretty sure he was like, you know what?
Superman's like, I got this.
I got this, but I could do it anytime. I could do it anytime real quick, you know.
Eat an energy bar.
Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, I think Superman was so quick, you know, that he probably masturbated and no one saw him. You know
maybe.
I mean? And I bet he did it twice. Yeah, he did it so fast that they were like, you know, he would get like tired at the, you know, I mean, and I think only the person that knew about it was probably the Flash because he's as fast as he is. And,
but he's great at keeping secrets because we don't know about it.
Flash is like, hey, I don't want to get my ass kicked by Superman. Because I'm pretty sure, like, I don't think I think Flash is, like, not that strong. I mean, he just runs fast, but Superman can pretty badass.
Probably.
Like,
and then Flash will just wink at him and go, I got you, babe.
Yeah, like, I would be like, I'm not saying, like, you know, Superman's like, I know you saw me.
I'm not saying anything.
I got beams. I have
lasers.
That's
bro code.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a guy to another guy. It's bro code.
Exactly.
You don't talk about that stuff.
No, I do that. I'm telling. But that's what I'm saying. This was an interesting article. I know
But this guy's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's doing a good
job.
33 days.
So he's sleeping in a tent.
Yeah, basically in front of the bed. But is that? Can you do that? Is that normal? Is that like?
I don't know.
Because I feel like this time of year you could do that. But if I said like in May, and I was in front of like Macy's or something at 4 o'clock in the morning, I think they would be like, "What, sir, what are you doing here?"
I'm very dedicated to Black Friday. Yeah. So, thank you.
Like, I'm waiting for the store to open at 10 a.m. Okay. Or 11 a.m. Right. Okay. They're like, "Sir, what are you doing?" Like, I saw on the paper a George Foreman grill for
$5.
$5. And you're like, that's.
Which, by the way, is the greatest cooking thing ever made.
Exactly. You can see mine right there. Right there.
Oh.
Yeah. See, there we go.
I 2 hours ago, I used it to cook chicken breast.
There we go.
And it was delicious.
It's good. See, it's good. Good stuff. See, you're healthy. You're healthy. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. See, you got to do that stuff.
Chicken is the best.
Well, you know what? But you know what sucks? It's like during the holidays, don't you? You gain a lot of weight. Do you have to eat a lot?
I have a sweet tooth. So
yeah, me
the
too.
Dessert, I'm heavy, heavy on the dessert.
Same here.
Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't.
Pumpkin pie?
Yeah. Pecan pie.
Oh, pumpkin pie.
Right there. But
pumpkin pie, vanilla bean ice cream, mm-hmm. and whipped cream, and a cherry.
Let me ask you this: if since you're in the adult business, when it comes to the holidays, is there like a you know, because you said there's a community, really? Like,
yeah.
Do you guys send an email saying like, hey guys, if we're not hanging out, we got a Thanksgiving together.
Thanksgiving feast.
I bet
there is.
Yeah, you might want to check that out. It might be interesting. Oh. It's probably like the most lowest key Thanksgiving.
Probably.
Because it's so people.
Because it would
like,
either be at somebody's house or a restaurant.
Yeah.
But everyone just shows up normally, so nobody has any idea.
No, everyone's like... Like, just, yeah, because it would be like, no, there's not going to be an orgy. What do you think? Like, I would be like, I'd be like, holy shit, there's going to be a porn star.
Well, it happens. Everyone else leaves and we all stay.
Right.
And then the fun happens.
Ah, there we go.
There we go.
You got to do it. You got to do it.
I'm going this year.
To the Thanksgiving porn, the porn Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. I can't.
I will so be there.
What are you going to bring? I don't know. It could be the lube. It could be a pecan pie. I don't know. But you know what? Speaking of the holidays, but let's get into the trailers, baby.
Okay.
Sorry for calling you baby. I don't know. I don't mean to, but I get excited.
It's okay. I kind of like it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right. See? Some people don't like it. Jorge didn't like it when I called you baby. No, he still doesn't like it. Okay. Sorry, Harry.
What about when you look straight into his eyes and say,
No, I can't do it.
Hey,
no.
Baby.
See, you could do that.
No bro way. Code.
That's it's like even Latino guys. It's like no. It's like Carlos and Horton. No, that ain't gonna happen, really. In that case, I don't think so. Maybe in a certain way, but no.
Okay.
Very machismo's oozing around here. I'll tell you that much. But let's get down the pike right here.
Down the pike.
Let's play the first one called "Love the Coopers."
Yes. Speaking of the holidays.
Yeah. That's pretty I don't know. Do you think how hard did they work on that title? Do you think they worked on it?
I think they brainstormed a lot.
You say not hanging with the Coopers or
can't do that.
Or the Coopers.
Oh, who was in Mark Curry? Hanging with the Coopers?
Oh, that guy, yeah. A comedian, right?
Yeah,
he was the main guy in there. Yeah, I remember. I used to watch that show, Hanging with the Cooper or Mr. Cooper. Hanging with Mr. Cooper. It was like where he was a teacher. I think he was like a basketball player. Used to be a basketball player or something like that. Yeah. But in this one, it's just it's all.
I love this because I love dysfunctional family movies.
Really?
They're the greatest.
It's almost like I could envision this as Michael Jordan, your PE teacher, not the the actual Michael Jordan, but the your Michael Jordan
persona
coming out with this. This is starring John Goodman and Diane Keaton, and it's about bunch of other big stars.
Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
Yummy.
It's really you want to get down there? Really? What's?
I like girls with pretty eyes.
Okay.
She has pretty eyes and dark hair.
Megan Fox must be your favorite, then.
I like Megan Fox. She's not my favorite, but she's on the list.
Is it?
Natalie Portman is my favorite. I like her.
Yeah.
I think she's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. She's stunning. She's a short girl.
She is.
She's very petite, but
short and cute.
Yeah. But let's play Love the Coopers.
Kay.
Okay. I'm gonna play. It's a dysfunctional family.
For great.
The holiday season.
Oh, yes!
It's that magical time when everyone comes together to give thanks.
That is probably the hardest thing to do. Travel through holidays.
This is Charlotte Cooper.
Oh, my God.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
She has one simple holiday wish.
It's the only time of the year when we're all together. I want everyone to have the memory of a perfect Christmas. Next stop.
To see the one,
God.
The only...
It's like a Brady Bunch episode, really.
It's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And Santa's army of helpers.
Really?
Her daughter Eleanor is looking for the perfect guy.
Every time I go home, I'm told it is so okay that I'm not in a relationship.
I know you don't know me, but be my boyfriend for one night.
Oh, she's gorgeous, and she can't be.
All we'd have Look to at those eyes. Out is how long we've been together and what your name is.
Her sister Emma is looking for the perfect gift.
I mean, I would be like, why would you hesitate? What's this guy?
He has such a cute smile.
How did jewels get in your mouth?
I thought it was a lozenge.
And her son Hank is celebrating the joys of single parenthood.
Listen, Madison's been doing this weird thing. If you could not laugh, that would be great. Grandma and Grandpa are here. Can you say hi?
Hi, Madison.
You are such a jerk.
I like the family dog.
Yeah. Where's the cat, though? That's
fun. Time for comfort and joy. It's Christmas.
As if you can schedule happiness.
No matter what happens, we are family.
Here, here.
I like how it's snowing. I'm like, it's always movies where they have like snow, and I'm like, why don't you just do a movie in LA where it's like, sun's out. Yeah.
Mom, Dad, this is Joe.
We're engaged.
This calls for a toast.
I'm an alcoholic. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Trying to kid her.
Yeah, just can't help it.
Aw, try.
That's my favorite part.
Will the grandparents of the lost child in aisle 7 please come up and claim her?
You are such a jerk.
I honestly thought she said you're such a... There we go.
A jerk.
I thought she said a dick. At first.
When really?
Yeah, says, you're such a dick. That's what I would have been, you know. But when he said jerk, I'm like, yeah, because I'm like, I don't think they would play that in a trailer.
Probably not. No, it's G-rated.
Yeah.
Right?
So, of course. You know, but I don't know. Is this how your family is? Because that's not how my really family is. It's very like, you know.
Your family's imperfect? Not quite.
I mean, we have a, but I don't think, I think it's one of those things where it's, well, one, it's not snowing around us. And, and two, we don't really live like, we never really, like, we had a Christmas tree and everything else, but it, I always look, it's like a perfect.
Real Christmas trees are the best part.
I like the smell.
I used to think that was the, I like the smell of it.
Right. I like that one, but.
That was my favorite part when I was little.
Right.
We would get the tree, but we would get it like 4 days before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? What was that?
I don't know. We just, you know.
You just couldn't help yourself? You just like, I want to now.
Bunch of procrastinators.
Really?
Oh, I'm a major procrastinator.
Same here, but that's 4 days. That's pretty like, what's left?
One time we did it Christmas Eve. We got a tree.
Holy shit. Oh my God. They must have been coming over there going like, you know what day it is, right?
Oh boy. I think, and then we put up the lights like, I think it was like 3 days before Christmas.
Oh my God.
And we got the tree. We said, okay, we're going to leave this up till New Year's.
Wow.
Because we have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
For at least a week.
And was it like a Charlie Brown tree or one of those things?
We would get like 5-footer.
Okay.
Like a decent one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then were you one of those families that like in March you would see a Christmas tree like, and the front of the house, like in front of, you know, like for it to be like.
Oh, Mark. No, but I think I had a friend that would, they would keep it up until. Late into like February.
I had a friend that did it like in June, I think. It was like, and I'm like, this is ridiculous, dude. Like, it's fucking dead. It's like you.
It's the Christmas like, family.
I guess. It felt like it was, like, you had like a corpse. Like, if someone died and you were just like.
I'm surprised it lasted that long.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know.
No, we would take it down like week after New Year's.
Okay. All right.
About
right there.
I think that's normal.
Yeah. Now, this movie, are you going to see this movie in the theater? Would you see it?
I would.
Really? I don't think I would see it Christmas. I don't know.
That one I would. I love dysfunctional movies.
Yeah. I like more I heard Christmas Vacation was great. That was my favorite.
That was a good one.
I like how it was Christmas Vacation. Yeah, they didn't go on vacation. They were just there at home.
Well, you know, the movie version. Perfect,
yeah.
My favorite movie is Elf.
Oh, wow.
I watch it every year.
And for Halloween. For Halloween. For Halloween. It's a perfect Halloween movie, I think. But for Christmas? Nah. But, you know.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah. My thing was always like, I had an idea that I was like, there should be a Thanksgiving movie. I can make a shitload of movie money with that. But I think it would only work here in the United States. I don't think worldwide they would be like, what is this? Like,
oh, yeah. I think they would still like it, though.
Yeah.
American.
But I want to do a Thanksgiving.
Your weird American culture.
You're fucked up. Yeah, when you
eat turkey.
Turkey. And
you say thank you.
And you say thank you just for one.
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. And you have cranberry sauce in it with potatoes.
Canned cranberries.
Yeah, forget it.
The jelly kind. The kind you poke and it goes boing.
Boing, like that. Yeah. I don't know. And it kind of looks like almost like refrigerated blood, like in a way.
It tastes like sugar, though. It's good.
It's so good. I know. But I don't know if I would see this movie, but I love the Coopers. I don't know. I think if it was about the movie, if it was about that little girl saying jerk to every single person, I would be like, yeah, I think I would want to watch that. Like,
I'm going to go see it. Right. I go to the movies a lot. And I'll go, I see most movies only if, like, I really don't want to see one, I won't see it. But I see most movies in the theater.
Right.
Because I like the big screen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like I like being in the movie, but it depends on what movie sometimes, because sometimes I see movies. Yeah. But let's go on to the next movie. This one, it's all about family, but I don't know. it's about a bunch of Chilean guys who are minors. Not minors like underage, but
okay, hardcore. Good.
Yeah, because we could talk about it. Yeah, we could.
Everyone's
talk
over 18 in this movie.
Everyone's
okay,
over
good,
18.
Good. Yeah. That was a close one.
Yeah, because I think if they were under 18, I would have been like, you know what, let's not talk
this
about
it.
This
is a little weird.
A little weird, a little
I don't
awkward.
Know. I feel awkward.
But that'd be awesome if it was about 33 children that were in the mine and just happened to be in. It's like, you know, you would be like,
what do we do?
They're minors with minors. That would be the name of the movie, in my opinion. But it's about this accident happened like a long time, or it was about maybe, was it that long? Maybe like 5-6 years ago.
I remember when the story came out.
Yeah. And it's basically, there was a, I don't know if it was an earthquake, because it's Chile. It's enough with the earthquakes. I mean, that's like a huge hotbed for quakes. But I don't know if this was a quake, but all I know that there was a mine collapse and 33 guys were stuck in this, like 200 stories down. Like they were really deep in this thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But it's just, all I can think of is claustrophobia.
Oh, yeah. It's the epitome. It's like you like a mole would be like, or like any of like bug would be like, what the fuck are you guys doing down here?
Yeah.
like even bats would be like annoyed by these people.
Humans are here. I don't know what's going on.
Like the middle, I don't know how that works, but you know how
but it's probably really warm and
and scary. It's all scary, dark. Yeah. And it's, but in China, I remember there was another, like a bunch of incidents where it was like, I think it's like a lot of miners got stuck and they all died. That's, this one, they all survived. 33 survived,
thank God.
You know, and this is the story about their thing. And I guess, I don't know, there's a lot of precautions about it. You know, the government wasn't really interested in saving them, I guess, or something. I don't know what the whole
I remember when the story broke and they're going back and forth.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know.
Now let's play this. This is starring Antonio Banderas, who is who's Spanish, right? Yep. Yeah, playing a Chilean. It's, I don't know. That's kind of, I don't know why that
Hollywood.
Well, Lou Diamond Phillips is in this movie. I know he doesn't speak Spanish because he played Richie Valens on La Bamba, and Richie Valens didn't even speak Spanish.
He's got range, that guy.
I don't know. And like Tim Roth is in this movie, who's a British guy, but I think he's playing a Chilean guy engineer. I don't know.
As long as it's good, I'll go see it.
This is called The 33. Here we go.
You love birds? Get the sonogram yet?
It's a boy.
It's a girl.
It's a boy.
It's a girl.
Now, in Chile, they kind of speak. They speak English with a Spanish
Luis,
accent. Or, like, they speak English. Yeah.
Is that the only way in?
The only way in, the only way out.
How much longer?
Yeah. What an hour.
I would leave. I would go out.
Oh, I wouldn't go down there. Hell no.
Yeah, 2010. That's what it was.
She's an old mine. It's my job to keep this mess safe. See.
I'm gonna cry when I see this.
That's when it's right, yeah, right here. That's what's scary. Stuck.
Oh my God.
I like how it makes this little sound, like in the hole, and I was like, I'm like, really?
If you're looking at it from up, down.
Yeah, it's horrible, but say at the top, you're just like, okay.
That's a big rock.
That's not a rock. That's the heart of the mountain.
They always pick the perfect song.
Yeah.
33 men trapped underground.
Not a rock.
Wait, did you hear what the guy said? Like, say something, I'm giving. Listen to this line.
That's a big rock.
That's not a rock. That's the heart of the mountain. She finally broke. And
33 men trapped underground.
What?
And we don't
I would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Let's get the fuck out of here, dude.
They care and they do nothing.
Like, what? The heart of the mountain. I'm like, fuck you, man.
Food and water.
That's a dangerous job.
Yeah. Food and water for 3 days.
Nobody's blaming you.
You are my brother. We gotta pull together to get out of here.
Three platforms are now in place.
I would be the biggest asshole. I'd be like, fuck you, every man. I always hated your ass.
Twice the size of the Empire State Building shifted.
We are running out of time.
It's not a question of if he falls, but when.
I'm not leaving without him.
If that is our last supper,
I quit.
Last thing we need is these men dying. With the whole world watching.
33 men on the ground. 300 mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, and we are their only hope.
Let's get ourselves some miners.
I believe we'll make it out of here because I choose
creepo.
To believe it.
Creep.
All 33 of us.
It's a creeper set.
Yeah. It's like a pedophile movie just happened right there. It's got some
It is called, it is about miners.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to cry at the end.
They made it. Happy
tears.
They survived. I didn't mean to spoil the ending of it, but they did make it.
Still, it makes me sad.
Yeah. Look at that guy's face. See, he's crying. He's dirty. He's sad.
That's a rough job, though.
Yeah.
I wonder on, because I know they make lists of like the most dangerous jobs in the world.
Oh, minor.
That's probably top 10.
It's. It's that and like those oil rigs, like working on those oil
rigs. The fishermen?
Yeah.
The long fishermen?
Yeah, like the ones like the perfect storm. It's like,
oh boy.
That must be like, imagine if you had a, like, like if you had to do that job and then you quit and then you had, I'm like, you know what? I'm done risking my life. I'm going to become a miner. Okay. Like what? Like same thing.
What an easy job.
What an easy job, man. Yeah. See, that's the thing. When you say like, you know, when I know with the free spirit and everything, like, I don't know. That's a tough job. I don't think I could do that.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, construction is bad enough, but being underneath like an, yeah,
you'd have to not be claustrophobic at all.
Right.
And probably really like it.
Right. I mean, and what are they digging? What is it that they're digging? Do you know what
they're
digging?
I don't
know. Is it gold?
Like, for fool's gold.
Yeah. I don't know how they used to do it back then, like the 49ers, you know, like the old like miners.
With the little panhandle.
Yeah, the little panhandle on the thing. And I'm like, when they saw a piece of gold, yeah, no wonder these guys freaked out. Yeah, look at the shitty job they have. I mean, fuck, I would be like, I'm going to kill somebody if I don't get this.
Turns out they were just chocolate gold coins.
Right. Oh,
damn it.
Yeah, because that's what the earth comes out. Imagine if that was the case. Like, oh my gosh. I would love that.
They're digging for diamonds?
Yeah, if they're digging. Yeah, you know, I remember
blood
like,
diamonds.
The blood diamonds, yeah. They used to do it like the guys used to. Diamonds, they would put it in their mouths, like in their, because they didn't have teeth.
Oh.
They would like steal the diamonds and they would put them, so they had to like check their teeth, their mouths all the time before that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if they still do that, but I heard it like in some parts of Africa where diamonds are just like, there's like everywhere, like there's like a monopoly on the market to their.
They probably are
to the point where they're not really like rare. It's like there's like beaches full of them.
They're super abundant.
But because they're protected and all that stuff, like.
That's worth a lot of money.
I don't know. I would be like, imagine if I shipwrecked or just found, I'd be like, whoa, look at this. What is diamonds? I'd be like a pirate.
You're stuck on an island. You're stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of diamonds.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a nightmare, wouldn't it? It'd be like, what am I going to use this for? Where am I going to use this diamond?
You'd be like,
for?
I'm lost.
I'd be like, oh, forget. I can't. What am I going to buy? Am I going to buy a boat? You know? That's what I'm saying. Like, everyone, like, in Gilligan's Island, they had the millionaire on the fucking island. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Who's he then? What use is he in? You know, he's like, what is he going to buy?
I got to go back and watch that show. I never really watched it.
That show is as close to a cartoon as, and the logic in that show makes no sense. They have a doctor. They have a fucking doctor or scientist.
They have
no help.
Yeah.
They had two guys, bumbling idiots, who were there. And for some reason, they had a movie star there who had the worst agent to put him on the boat.
They had to cast everybody.
It's like, we're going to have you, we're going to put you on the boat for a role, I guess, of a movie.
And Ginger?
Yeah. And I like how nobody searched for them.
No.
Like, they must have been the worst people of all time.
Okay, we need another season, you guys. Nobody's going to come look for us.
No, nobody. And I like how, and all, like, everyone, they had, like, several people on that stupid island come in. And no one said, like, you know what? I'm not going to save you guys because you might tell my secret, or you just say, yeah. And I'm like, they must have been the biggest, shittiest people of all time. I loved the show as a kid, but just watching it sometimes, I would just be like, as I grew older, I would be like, man, like, what? Anything
happened. This makes no sense.
Yeah, anything. It just felt like anything. I remember one time there was an episode. I like how it just went from the miners to now Gilligan's Island. I remember there was an episode where they had a big spider. I remember there was a big spider on the island.
Oh, no.
And a dove fought the spider and won.
What?
Yeah. Like the spider trapped Gilligan or something, and the dove was like a friend of Gilligan's. Like, it was like something he protected. And the dove got on top of the spider. It was, of
because
course,
that
it was,
would totally happen in real life.
And of course, it was a big spider, like huge spider. Like, let's just say Antonio Banderas would say, that's not a spider. That's the heart of the mountain. Like, that's how huge this thing was. And the dove got on it, and like the spider just like skimmered away into the cave. And that was it, you know? And I'm like, why put a rock on that front of that cave entrance? Because no one wants to see this. Fuck this.
Or one of those big Indiana Jones balls.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom.
Please. Yeah.
Against it.
But, oh my God.
How many seasons was that on?
It was on for like three seasons, I think. And it was on black and white. It started on black and white.
Oh, that's right.
And then it ended. and shitty Technicolor.
And now it's on TV Land.
Well, it was funny because in black and white, it made sense a little bit. But then when you saw it in color, you're like, why are they wearing the same outfit? And it's not dirty. that's when you kind of go like, okay, now it's a little over, I guess, right? Now that's when you're...
Or they have an amazing laundromat somewhere.
That's when the kid logic finally goes like, why are you... Like, that's when you start asking questions. Yeah. Like, why is
that's
this...
That's why they did it.
Why is the skipper so fat? They haven't eaten. They're not eating that much.
Makes zero sense, but I love the show.
And why is... Yeah, like, why are the girls so hot? They look so hot. Yet they're
and nobody knows anything.
Yeah. But I don't know. Are you going to see the 33?
Yeah.
You're going to see
that? I will go to the theater, buy a ticket, and go see it.
I don't know. Oh, man. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it. I'm just saying.
I'm going to bring my Kleenex, too.
Really?
Yeah.
For crying? Uh-huh. Or for something else? Okay.
For just crying.
It's a bad joke. It's bad.
For right. Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. I get to, like,
hey,
oh,
baby.
Really? Yeah.
I can say hey, baby, to him.
You know what? He still looks good. I say a guy. He looks like in his 50s, but he's doing
great.
Yeah, he looks very... he can still play a matador. He looks
very Latino.
Yeah, he looks very Latino. Yeah, he's not like Cesar Romero, like these old guys. You get old and you're like, nah, they don't look the same.
They don't even take care of themselves.
Yeah, this guy, he looks pure Latino.
He's a sexy beast.
Yeah, he's a sexy... Yeah, he is a Spanish sexy beast. But let's get to the next movie. This is a comedy with starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes.
And
I love him.
Yeah, really. I could tell. Inception. He was
because he's a good actor, and he's like nerdy, sexy,
right?
Good actor.
He's a nerdy guy,
smart,
but he's got a great bod, great personality. Fits a lot of...
I saw The Walk. Did you see The Walk?
No. Is it good?
That was really good.
Yeah. I, you know, that's one of those movies I wanted to see, but...
It was very quaint because they did a lot of... Because it was like French and they like part of the movie was subtitled because would talk back and forth. So it was very like cute. It was a good movie though, too. I saw it in IMAX.
Oh, okay. That would have been... Yeah. Well, if no one knows what they were talking about, it's about this guy. This happened like in the 70s where a guy who was like a clown, I guess, or some type of mime.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, he's like an artist.
Like
or
a street performer.
He got the crazy idea to put a tightrope on and attach this to both towers, to the Twin Towers. And climbed it, like, did like a... And he had like no net or nothing, right?
No. Yeah. They kept saying, we have to give you a safety net because what if you fall? And he goes, no, I'm doing this for real.
Wow.
We are doing this.
Imagine. I think the police said it was like really amazing in the documentary because it was based on the documentary too. But I would have been like, what the fuck? Why am I going
this guy's
up here?
Insane. I'm like, and he hurt his foot right before it.
Wow.
He was about to do it.
That's balls.
Yeah.
That's when you cut the balls or just pretty insane.
I don't know. My God.
But yeah, but this one.
But if you're scared of heights, oof.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm scared of heights, but I still wanted to see it.
It's still good.
Yeah. All right. Just checking. Just check. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay. All right. Just check. That you're just going to cry.
My nose itches. If your nose itches, someone's thinking about you.
Wow. They must have been thinking about you a lot. Was it? What the fuck? Is this one of your, like, the performers or something?
It might be. I don't know.
I don't know. He's like, man, this girl, man. Ooh,
can't stop thinking about her.
She was sexy. I'll tell you that much. She was, wow. I would have been like, if I would have been like, I would have to look at you and be like, is she over 8? Is she not a minor? Is she a minor? Because I don't want to do this. I don't want to get in trouble.
I'm not sure.
Because you look like you're...
I mine for gold and diamonds.
Oh, okay. There it goes. Uh-huh. There you go. But let's play this one. This is The Night Before, starring Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And this is about a bunch of guys before... I have a friend that just had babies. He had twins, right? And I feel like I was trying to talk to him or hang out with him most times before the babies were born. But now since the babies are born, I'm like, I'm probably not going to see this guy in a real long
time.
Probably
not.
Yeah.
At least a year.
Yeah. So what was that? Is that
I don't know. I'm scared.
Did something happen? All right. I think
at least for TV. No?
Oh, yeah. Is it my TV?
It's your TV.
Sorry about that. I was like, oh, shit. That was like...
Oh, wait. We don't hear anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't play dumb, okay? All right, Nikki, please. Please. How unprofessional.
So played out.
I know. Really. I want to get next time. I want to get the next Nikki next, the cruel Nikki.
Oh,
next.
No. She's gonna tickle you to death.
I mean,
she's gonna make you squeal.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that guy. Look at this right here. You mean this guy right here?
Yeah.
Play this again.
This is the greatest.
I don't know. I'll forget.
Oh, come on, Buffer.
Yeah.
We can reenact it.
I'm going to play both.
Oh, no.
Look here. What happened? Forget it. Oh, well.
There you go. I wonder how ticklish he really is.
All Christmas and all he really through is. The burrow. The children were snuggled, their presents wrapped thorough.
Okay, before I played it, I was mentioning my friend who has a baby. This is basically, the idea is that the three friends used to go out before Christmas or whatever and go party and whatever it was, which I kind of never did because everyone was with my family, you know, in a way. But I guess these guys did it. But this is their final hurrah because the guy's going to have is married and he has kids. So this is like, hey, fuck it. We're just going to go nuts, you know?
All over.
Yeah, that's when
you
like.
People always say, like, you're married, it's over.
It's over. Yeah,
why you throw your hands up in the air.
Why get married? It's like, you go to the gym, you're like, fuck it, I gotta do
it. Sorry, buddy.
It's like, hey, dude, it's over. Just get married, have kids, and die. Okay?
That's so sad, though.
Well, that's why.
Oh, true love.
Yeah. Well, either that or you gotta be a minor. Don't that much. Right there, let's play.
But this tale's not about presents or Santa or ponies. It's about three dudes, three bros, three ride or die homies.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, 14 years ago to this very night, I lost my parents. You guys have been with me every single Christmas since then.
Oh, wow.
You knew.
But tonight, we have decided to end this tradition. Chris is just too famous to hang out with us anymore. And Isaac's about to have a baby.
You have been such a rock throughout this whole pregnancy. Now just focus on yourself.
Because, of course, you have a famous friend. No. I have a famous friend.
Everybody does.
Yeah, everybody does.
You've done cocaine for 11 years, I don't think.
Yeah, no one has, I don't think. Holy.
Yeah, cocaine's pretty
since
much.
The 80s.
I have a present for you. We're going to the best Christmas party in New York City. So that gives us several hours to hit as many traditions as possible.
The end of an era.
I think the cocaine and the mushrooms are reacting poorly.
You look insane. Only your right eye is working.
He's so sweaty.
Yes, you look weird. Still weird. Weirder.
How about now?
You guys missed her singing Miley Cyrus. She destroyed Wrecking Ball.
You still like that song?
Everybody does.
You can cry to it. You can run to it.
Yeah.
You can party to it.
Timeless.
I don't know what that song is.
That's a song. It's the anthem.
Oh, wow.
I'm freaking out about having the baby. I'm supposed to be a rock, but I'm not a rock.
How wasted are you right now?
Hallelujah.
Not that kind of church.
No. Who's that guy?
What guy?
The guy on the cross.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Is that what they think we did to him?
Yeah.
Can they tell I'm Jewish?
Yes. Your sweater. Don't you dare throw up in here. Swallow it like a girl would.
I need a barf bag.
Or no barf bag.
That's my favorite line. Swallow it like a girl.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt it.
It's still happening a little.
We did not kill Jesus. We did not do that. I came in like a
wrecking ball. That is true. I think the Romans. Did the Romans kill the Jesus?
I have no idea.
I don't know about that. Wow. So this is the night before. So let's just go crazy. It looks funny, but I don't know. It's a.
I like Seth Rogen.
You like Seth Rogen? Yeah,
he's funny.
But don't you feel like it's always the same guy sometimes? But
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think he's funny.
Right. I do wish that those guys like James Franco, Seth Rogen, and Jonah Hill. I wish they could do a Jackass movie as their next comedy.
Oh, they should.
Like where it just say they didn't have to do. They could just play themselves because that's basically what they do. But like,
yeah,
it's
you gotta
like,
be yourself.
But. Yeah,
just
like,
them, all the three of them.
Just doing.
They should rent a house for a week and just tape everything.
Just tape everything, even the fights or whatever. Yeah, like
everything.
That would be kind of curious.
You got
to
get all the juicy stuff.
Yeah, like, I mean, I would like to see them like
order a pizza.
Yeah, and just see like what else did
watch
they do?
TV.
Because I know for sure like they could do it, but I mean, maybe yeah. Let's see what if they have a girls
play
I mean,
foosball.
I mean, they're married, right? I think some of them are married.
Are they all married?
I don't know about James Franco.
Oh, James Franco's not married.
Yeah. Do you like him?
He's cute.
Yeah, I don't know. I was funny. Some people, I get the vibe he's creepy,
I think,
in a way.
He's creepy.
Yeah.
I don't get a creepy vibe from him. I like him because he's cute and he's smart. He went to UCLA.
Okay. He has a lisp. Doesn't he have like a lisp thing?
Oh, that's sexy. Okay. A guy with a little bit of a lisp or an accent.
Wow, you really like nerds.
I do.
Wow.
I've said this on many podcasts, but I love nerds.
Nerds.
And like their little quirks.
Okay.
It's cute.
All right. Just checking.
But
wow.
He doesn't have a big lisp.
But it's still noticeable. Like it's still where
it's very
I hear
subtle.
Yeah. I'll say it.
I like it.
All right. Well, you calm down over there.
I'm getting excited.
Yeah, she is. Her eye just widened. Fucking A.
Hey, if you have a lisp.
I'm like, I had a lisp, but I got medically treated
it.
Why
speech therapy.
Fuck.
God damn it.
I was like, no, of all the girls, now I missed it. Oh, great.
Gotta call that speech therapist.
Yeah, I gotta get punched. I think that was like in some movie or something where somebody. Oh, that's what it was. And the movie The Cable Guy. You ever seen the movie The Cable Guy?
Oh, I think I remember it.
Jim Carrey played a guy who had a lisp, and he got punched in the movie, like near the end.
Yeah.
And when he came in, his lisp was gone, and they punched him again, and it was back. So I'm like, I think that could happen. I think it could happen.
It might happen.
Yeah. I'm not sure. We may have to.
Has to pinch you on the shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. Right there.
Get it back.
But are you going to see this movie?
Yes.
Wow, you're just watching anything.
I like Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, yeah. He's funny. Yeah. I like that.
But these, like, the three of these were good. Most movies I like.
Right.
Like, these were good ones, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see every movie.
It was hard. I didn't really have, like, some movies I pick weird ones or like, some that I'm like, I don't really care
like
about
off the
this.
Wall.
Yeah. But this one, I was like, some of the movies, like, I know what they're making because of the holidays and all that stuff.
Yeah. But this is a good time of the year for all the movies to come out. They're all good.
They're all good, yeah.
Like Christmas. There's a lot coming out on Christmas Day.
Yeah, yeah. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Well, that's not coming. That's actually coming out a week before Christmas.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, fuck it. I'll watch it on Christmas Day.
I'll go see it. I have not seen one Star Wars movie in entirety from beginning to end.
Whoa. And you're like, nerds? What's going on with you? How dare you?
I've almost seen one in its entirety.
It was probably like the worst one.
I know,
it was probably
horrible.
Like Phantom Menace or something like that.
Oh, it actually was. No.
Well,
it was Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, that's like the best one.
That's the best one, right?
That is probably the voted one because that's where it's the one where it kind of just makes sense. Like they actually did. George Lucas didn't direct it. They had a really great screenwriter. They had a great director, and it was like the perfect.
It was like
if it was a burger, it was like the juiciest burger and there of the whole thing.
It would be
I mean?
Stout Burger.
Yeah.
I love
there we
Stout Burger is big and juicy.
There we go. Well, this was it. This Empire Strikes Back is
that's
that
what
Stout
a lot
burger.
Of people say.
Yeah,
so I will agree with
it
that.
It is the plot. You see a lot of the action. You get to see Yoda for the first time.
Okay, I'm going
to
rent that one on my Apple TV.
rent it.
Watch it.
You should buy the damn. I have it. I think.
But most movies, like all, if there's a movie I want to see, I'll only rent it because I don't watch any movie twice.
Oh wow, really? Yeah. Even if it's on TV,
unless it's super good.
I don't know. If I love a movie, I will. If I see Back to the Future on or Crocodile Dundee on basic cable, I'm in. I can't.
You know
watch
what movie
it.
I watched the other day?
What was it?
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
I never seen that movie.
Oh, it's funny.
I think I did have done that in this show.
That's
one
a
time.
Guilty pleasure movie.
Yeah, that's.
I thought it was hilarious.
I heard it's good. It's
It got like a 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, you know, I hate it. It did its job.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every second
there
of
we
it.
Go. You know what? That's what. If you enjoyed it, why not? Hey. The critics don't like. You know what? Sometimes the critics don't like it, but I'm like, you still watch it. They still watch it every now and then. Come on. I know that they don't see like every artsy film, but you know what I mean. But Nikki, thanks for doing this show.
It was really fun.
Fun right there. And where can we find you? I know you said you're on Twitter.
Oh, I'm everywhere. I'm on the interwebs. My website is iHeartNikki.com.
iHeartNikki.com. And you have your Instagram and Twitter.
Instagram and Twitter is It's Nikki Next. The other girl is Nikki Next XX, I think. That's not me.
She couldn't get the other X? She couldn't afford the
she
other?
She can't have that one.
No, she's, you're the XXX, yeah. Right? Okay.
Well, my old Instagram was Nikki Next XXX. I changed it. It's Nikki Next.
It's ITS Nikki.
ITS Nikki Next.
There you go. And why? How'd you come up with that? Did you?
The name?
The name.
My friend, Joey, he said it sounds like a superhero.
Okay.
So, like, he drew this little cartoon of a girl in a cape, and he goes, Nikki Next.
Nikki Next. Is it Next because it's like...
I just thought it sounded good together.
No, it does sound
and the alliteration is fun because right. It's NN.
NAXXT. You should have been... Is
so
it
I
like
went
that?
With it.
Okay. Just checking.
Go with it.
Superhero. It's probably like the Flash, you know, like the, you know...
It's the girl version.
Next. It's like the girl who could have the quickest dates all the time, right?
Speed dating.
That's basically what it is, yeah.
That's my forte.
That's your forte right there. You could date as faster than anybody right there. Well, thanks for doing the show. And Jorge, again, thanks for filling in. Is this a new setup you got here?
It's an alternate setup.
It's an alternate? What happened to the other one? Is there everything good?
In the shop.
In the shop.
This is very fancy.
Well, you better get that. I hope the mechanic is good. Yari, is his name? Is it you're setting it up? I don't know. Or the mechanic? No. Okay, just checking. Imagine if that was like, if you had like a real, like a guy named Yari setting up here. And I'm like, wow, he's like a real mechanic.
He's hard at work.
Yeah, he's a guy, you know. But thanks for doing the show. And guys, everybody, you know, you make a comment and you know, check out these movies or whatever. And any ideas for any other trailers or old movies? Definitely. Please, everybody.
Star Wars.
Yes, I will be doing that. I don't know who I'll get as a guest, but hope Mark Hamill. We'll see. But please, everybody, come to your senses and check it out.
You have received this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.